MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Officials with the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta confirming the event set an all-time attendance record this year. During the Balloon Fiesta, there were an estimated 968,000 visitors, atop the all-time record of 955,000 set in 2015. Last year, there were more than 828,000 attendees for the nine-day event. The year before, there were an estimated 783,000 attendees in the first year back from COVID. This year's Balloon Fiesta had a total of 629 registered pilots for 546 registered hot air balloons. A Walmart employee accused of fatally shooting a man at the store's Roswell location will stay behind bars. New Mexico 5th Judicial District Judge granting a motion by the attorney's office to keep 18-year-old Joshua Martinez in custody pending trial and charges of second-degree murder and unlawful possession of a firearm by a person under 18. When the judge issued his decision, he noted that Martinez was on juvenile probation and was prohibited from having a firearm when he shot to death Steve Soltero October 14th in an aisle in the Walmart Supercenter in Roswell. Man accused of strangling to death his girlfriend at the Roswell home in 2020, then fleeing to Mexico where their three-year-old son's been found guilty by a jury of second-degree murder and child abuse charges. Following 2 hours of deliberation, Chavez County jurors found Jorge Rico Rivera not guilty of first-degree murder charge, but guilty of one count each of second-degree murder and child abuse. That according to Lauren Rodriguez, communications director for the Office of the New Mexico Attorney General, the Office of the New Mexico Attorney General, and district attorney for the 5th Judicial District prosecuted the case. Rico Rivera could face 18 years in prison on the charges when he goes before the court again December 1. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.